I'm client director here at Godel, and I'm joined today by Gemma. Gemma, would you like to do a quick intro?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for inviting me. My name's Gemma Spence. I'm head of delivery at the Mark Allen Group. I deal with digital projects across the group. I work with the internal team and also with some external agencies when needed.
Fabulous. So today we're going to be talking all about recruitment within a hybrid world, because obviously that's the world in which we're facing at the moment. So how has recruitment changed at the Mark Allen Group since the pandemic?
Well, obviously everything has come online, even though saying that for the digital team, I think it's actually been an advantage. We have a number of offices. We have a London office, a Kent office, an office in Wiltshire and an office in Guildford. But our digital team are actually based out of Kent. And so what this has meant is that it's really opened up a lot more opportunities when it comes to kind of recruiting people, because we don't have those geographical constraints that we had before. So it's actually been a good thing.
Fabulous. So obviously that has found a way that you've created a different talent pool for your hiring. And with that, kind of looking further afield location wise, are you given the kind of knowledge that it'll be 100% remote, or are you coming in for 1 or 2 days a week? How are you managing that?
That's really interesting. The three new people who've joined our team recently are 100% remote, which is a completely different direction to how we've been before. But I'm actually really excited about it. We've got one person based in Sheffield, one person based in Leamington Spa, and we've just recruited a UX UI designer who's based out of Birmingham. And what's really exciting for me is that these people wouldn't have even been on the table before. So I think it's really worked to our advantage.
And how is it that you, how did you find these people? Did the interviews take place on Teams or Zoom or anything face-to-face?
So they came through an agency. I mean, we do advertise internally and we have an internal recruitment manager, but these particular people came through an agency. Our recruitment process, we interviewed via Teams.
And how did you find that in regards to gauging the workplace culture and if they would fit with your team?
Do you know what, Sarah? Maybe this is slightly, well, not controversial, but maybe it's a different opinion. But I actually think that sometimes interviewing people at home has its advantages. I mean, there are some people who are great at giving interviews and they go into the office and, you know, they're happy to pitch themselves. But sometimes, just by the nature of what they are, sometimes interviews, they can be quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, even though an interview is, it's a formal process and, you know, obviously it is a formal process, I always try and make sure that people feel as comfortable as they can do. And one obvious way of doing that is to do it in an environment they feel comfortable. And where's more comfortable than your living room?
Yeah, I totally agree. And did you change the format of the interview when you conducted them with people coming through?
Not so much. There's obviously a test part and then the general interview. I know you were talking about workplace culture. I think it's never a science, is it? And even if like you had someone in the office, you know, there's always a risk that they wouldn't be a match. However, I'm a big believer that if you can make people feel as comfortable as they can feel, you kind of get a sense of their personality. And I think you can kind of gauge whether they'll fit into the team or not. Another thing that I think is really important, I know most interviews, like at the end, people say, oh, have you got any questions for us? But I think myself and the head of development, we always try and make it very clear that this really is a two-way conversation. And halfway through, we're like, okay, now it's your turn to interview us. Because I think it's just so important that, you know, it's a fit both ways.
Yeah, I'm totally in agree. And I think having that, like you say, being in an interview environment, it's not your normal working environment anyway.
Exactly. You know, I think if, you know, say you were heading up a sales department, I think there's probably something quite good about getting someone in an environment they're not familiar with so that they can pitch themselves and pitch a product so you can see how they behave under stress in a foreign environment. But obviously in development teams, that's not really that relevant. You know, and I don't want to make a sweeping statement, but I think a lot of developers, you know, they're very methodical, they have attention to detail, you know, they're not always kind of massive extroverts. And I think, you know, kind of using Teams or Zoom or any other provider. I'm not sponsored by Microsoft. I think it makes it more of a level playing field, because at the end of the day, you know, you want someone who is good for the role. You don't want someone who's good at giving interviews.
Yeah, I totally agree. And since this kind of hybrid world and being able to work from home 100%, how's the business adjusted to that? Have you opened it up to current employees that they can be 100% remote?
So at the moment, I think the idea is, you know, we do a couple of days a week from the office. This won't kick in until next month. At the moment, the offices have been more or less open the whole time. Interestingly, in my role, I speak to lots of different people from all over the company. Some people are in now 5 days a week, you know, just because they kind of like working from the office. They like that distinction. Other people prefer working from home. Yeah, I think it's a really interesting time. And I think organically, you know, we will find a way that works for everyone.
Yeah. So with the new members of staff that you've currently hired, how has that gone about with the onboarding process? So have you changed anything in particular, or kind of welcome packs or emails to let everyone know that as a new starter, or anything to let them know that the office is available should they want to go in, mm-hmm. given all the COVID procedures and any anxieties about going into the office?
Yeah, so we have an internal recruitment manager who started at the group not so long ago, and she's amazing, and she's put a lot of work into this. So we have an enhanced onboarding process, as it were. Each new starter, there's an induction for an hour and a half where they get to meet the CEO. They're told about the company, the history, all their questions are answered. In terms of going into the office and any fears regarding COVID, we also have a wristband system. So if you want people to stay away from you, you can put a red wristband on. If you're like, hey, I'm down with that, but maybe just like an elbow bump, you go amber. And if you're up for a hug, you can put on a green wristband. So I think that's quite a good way, you know, that you know what people feel without having to kind of have that conversation, which I think sometimes can be a bit awkward.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. And was that something that she'd thought of herself, or had she seen it?
I don't know. I don't know whether that's an initiative that came from HR actually, but yeah, I definitely think it's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Because then it eradicates any of the awkwardness. Like, oh,
exactly. Exactly.
Fab. I love that. So obviously you've got new starters, they're working remotely. How do you ensure they feel part of the team?
You know, I think as a basic thing, I think a daily stand-up or daily stand-ups are a good first step. I think seeing the whole team every single morning, even if it's just for like 10, 15 minutes to go through the work, is a good start. Before the pandemic, every Friday across the company, we used to have beer and wine on a Friday afternoon at the end of the day, about 5 o'clock. Obviously, that's not something we've been able to do recently. However, we've just, within the digital team, we've introduced something which we're going to call Thirsty 30, which means that at the end of the day, every other Friday, we'll take 30 minutes out at the end of the day just to catch up. The rules are we do not talk about work. And the reason why we're doing that is, you know, just so that we can get to know each other, like on a personal level. Because I think that working with teams, I mean, I really enjoy working from home, but I found that every time I speak to someone, it's with a purpose. Either I'm answering queries, or we know we need to talk about some kind of functionality or something specific. Whereas I think working from home, you kind of miss all those moments, I guess, when you happen to be making a cup of coffee at the same time. And so we're hoping that this kind of, this Thirsty 30, a little bit difficult to say, I think, especially after a few beers, it will help kind of build the team. And I think the first one was a success. Like, we started at the end of the day, and I noticed on today, that the meeting went on for like over 2.5 hours. And I know two of the people at the end were new starters. So I think it's a good first step to team building.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it makes a difference, doesn't it, having that those water cooler conversations, be it they're not business related, you're building those relationships which then strives for a better business.
Exactly. Yeah, and also, I mean, we're speaking about, like I say, three of the three new starters who've joined it are 100% remote. So we're also discussing kind of having a get together, a physical get together, like a few times a year, because I think that's so important.
Yeah, and I was going to say, is this something that you want to do in regards to kind of team bonding? And there's, I mean, there's multiple channels that you can do that now. So I know we've used a company where you can, it's all remote team building. So it's not face-to-face, which is obviously preferred. You all work as a team, but you're all in your own individual, obviously, locations, which is that's quite good that's come out of this kind of global pandemic. So with kind of the global pandemic, has there been any new roles that, that Mark Allen Group have looked at creating, for example, DevSecOps or anything like that?
We don't have any new roles. However, I would say we kind of have kind of new procedures, as it were. I think when the pandemic started, everything kind of went onto maintenance mode. And I think just having that time, it's allowed us just to take some time and kind of really look at what we're doing and just make sure that what we're doing is really, you know, where we're focusing our efforts is where our efforts need to be focused. So I'm going to take some positives from that. And the new UX UI designer, I mean, obviously we've had designers before, but we've never had someone specifically specializing in UX UI. So, I mean, that's part of the new kind of restructure of the team.
Yeah, fab. And how do you feel the kind of the whole team, the whole Mark Allen Group, how do you feel the pandemic has affected in regards to retention?
I think in terms of the whole group, it's kind of difficult to say. I know within the digital team, we've had a few people leave, but I think that's kind of more of an organic process of people just leaving. However, there was one developer, front-end developer, she's left to become an author. And I don't know whether the pandemic kind of made her think about what she wants to do, and maybe that was the reason why she left to pursue something completely different. We've also had like another dev leave and then come back after a month. So I think overall it hasn't really affected retention, even though one thing I would say is that there are so many jobs within the kind of digital space at the moment. I think one thing that has happened, and actually I think it's a good thing, I think it's forcing teams to kind of walk their talk, as it were. You know, a lot of teams, a lot of digital companies, whatever, they say, oh, you know, we have these values, we're this kind of place, we pursue new technology, we pursue best practices. Well, now it's so easy, there's so much talent, it's so easy for people to find new jobs. I think it's kind of focusing, every team kind of needs to do what they kind of say they do. So I think, yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think it's going to raise standards. Yeah, and I think it's going to cause us to be more innovative and look at, just in general, look at new way of doing things and new ways to improve.
Yeah, and do you feel having this kind of hybrid world has increased the output and velocity of your teams?
I think over time it will. I think at the moment we are in a period of transition, but I can feel, yeah, we're definitely going to be getting quicker as the months go on, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, for me personally, I feel way more efficient, because before, like I said, we have like numerous offices. I was based at the London office primarily, but even, you know, kind of arranging catch up with stakeholders, you know, we're a rapidly growing business, and it often, you know, there wasn't kind of meeting rooms available, or trying to coordinate with someone, or you're meant to have a meeting and someone happened to be at another location. Whereas now, just doing it over Teams, it saves so much time.
So, since the pandemic, obviously everything has changed. You're starting to understand where you can see velocity within your team. Is there anything that you may have, something you may not? Is there anything that you've struggled with within this kind of recruitment within a hybrid world? Is there anything that you've looked to other tech leaders or thought leaders for advice within?
I wouldn't say, like, maybe struggle is not quite the right word. However, something that I've become very aware of is when you have a team and you've worked with them in real life, and then a global pandemic happens and you happen to be working online, I mean, there are some kind of glitches, but it's kind of an easy transition because you know each other. Something I'm very aware of is to put myself in the shoes of a new joiner. You know, I have my own way of working. I'm the kind of person, if I have an idea or if I want to speak to someone about someone, I just click the camera button straight away and I just start speaking. You know, and it's something that, you know, I'm aware that not everyone works in the same way. For example, some people just like to get involved in deep work and they'll prefer to schedule like catch-ups at certain times of the day. So I think it's really important, actually, maybe within the first week of a new starter joining, just to have that conversation. May sound a bit weird, but like a communication about communication, like how best can we, you know, how best can we collaborate? How best can we work together based on both of our approaches? Because as a new starter, I mean, there's no reason why someone couldn't say, but, you know, maybe the first week you don't really feel comfortable putting do not disturb, you know, or as your setting. And maybe you just take all the calls, but really the way you work is like you just want an hour or two of quiet time so you can get your head down. So I think all those things you don't really think about, where, you know, whereas in the office it may be more obvious. It's not always obvious over Teams or Zoom. So I think it's worth having those conversations as well, just to kind of, you know, make sure that you're both on the same page and to make sure the other person also feels that they can talk to you about anything if they've got any issues. I think that's really important.
Yeah, Fab. And obviously that's a really great piece of advice that I think a lot of people can take some kind of something away from. Is there anything else in regards to any hints, tips or tricks that you've found that you can share?
I'm still learning myself. One thing I will say, and actually it was something that came up from Matt Stutley, I think you're going to be speaking to him in a separate interview, but he mentioned that he uses health checks, and that's something we're definitely looking to employ too. One thing I found, and I'm sure I'm guilty of it too, like sometimes, you know, when you look at people on screen, their kind of faces are blank and you'll never really, it's kind of difficult to gauge, you know, are they happy, are they not happy, is there an issue, or is it just that they've got screen fatigue? And so we're going to be implementing this kind of as part of a retrospective, not just about how work went, how efficient we are, etc., but also just to look at the morale of the team, and just to keep it anonymous, just so we can track that. And if any issues come up, you know, we can have an honest and open conversation about how we can improve and things we can do to address any issues that the team have.
Fab. Well, it's been great to speak with you, Gemma, and it's been really insightful to hear how things are at the Mark Allen Group. Is there anything else you would like to add before we end?
No, but just to reiterate, I think, you know, there have been many horrible things about this pandemic, but I do think, you know, there are some silver linings, and I think it's really a chance. It's an exciting time to build and grow and improve a team, for sure.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Sarah.